Korena ya Leshmele Masolo Montsebele Tsungena ka CFM 97.1 a gas station for Kasi people ke labobedi ka jeno jole ke tsere tso shebana le taba tsa bophelo bo botle re shebile hape le taba ena ya Mpox fela re ke re hanyane re shebe taba engwe yeo ileng hore metsi wa rona o teng Dr. Rona Gaina ya rona o hlaka mane ka clinics botshelong empilweni private hospital yena ke Dr. Tsholo Kholoko. Dr. Tsholo dumela ra amohela tsweletseng ka CFM ya phela doctor.
Dumelang le kae?
How monate.
Good, thank you for having me ka CFM.
Re lebila holo, thank you for joining us this morning. Jale doctor re shebile taba ho hlokwa holo ka jeno ena ya menopause. Ke tsapa bomme batho ba bomme jalo ka ha re celebrate this month le women's month re shebe haholo di issues tse related le batho ba bomme hore ha ke re bua ka yona menopause hore ha re bua ka menopause, what is menopause? How we shall.
Yeah, so I think this is a great topic, you know, because it's quite overlooked. It's not something that's discussed a lot, and I think you know, as women, you know, women should be valued at all ages, not only in their reproductive years. So with regards to menopause, ke ha the hormone di change ha. So what happens is, you know, as me lo ba sadi re nang di hormones, ba re ke estrogen and progesterone, and once you approach menopause, those hormones they start to decrease. Estrogen specifically goes down, and then it like the symptom. So it's either you will have hot flushes, for example, mood changes. So I think a lot of people associate menopause to just hot flushes, but you can have one or the other, or you can have all of them, you know, or some of them over the other. So I get her 20 and
yes,
as well. So some people may experience hot flushes, others may have mood changes. So more depression, if you find your partner or your mom or your grandmother being a bit moody, you know, it's the hormonal changes at that stage. So other things such as vaginal dryness, you know, we don't talk about it a lot, but you know that if you're in a relationship and you have a partner, sexual intercourse is still an important part of our lives regardless of the age. So vaginal dryness is another one. Exactly. So those are the symptoms, and I mean, on average, it occurs from around 45 to 55. That's the age group, and then but a lot of people go around 52. So anything under 45 is we call it early menopause.
Okay, so eating early menopause, motho a ska re fela okay na maybe se tla bona 40 something to 50. So yeah, it's a hala hore motho at an early age a be le yona menopause le bitse an early menopause.
Yeah, it's a hala, and it's important to actually seek intervention because it's actually not normal. So it can occur due to a few things. So for example, if you've had surgery, if we did an operation and they interfered with your ovaries, maybe you were undergoing treatment for cancer, things like chemotherapy, they can affect your ovaries as well, and that can lead to early menopause. Or just some people are just born like that, where they can go into menopause before time. But luckily, there is a solution. You know, you don't. I really believe as an advocate for women, and as someone whose entire career and belief system is centered around improving the well-being of and the quality of life of women, you don't have to suffer in silence, you know, because there is a solution for this problem that we are discussing, or these symptoms that I'm discussing.
All right. Mamedi, lwena mohlomongola ka tsa hobotsa jalo Dr. Potsoka kwano ho 0659278326 mabapi Leonata Bayena yo re shebileng ya menopause. Ha re seba Dr. Mohlomonga re ka re e be di disadvantage kapa di effects tsa menopause motho mwa me.
So, you know, take a hasiki chilo, quality of life. Quality of life is very important. So if the symptoms you can't perform your everyday duties, you're moody, you've got your night sweats, so you can't sleep. Sleep disturbances as well are quite common. So if you still have to get up and do your daily duties and your work and you can't do that, then it's interfering with the quality of life. Then that's something that you need to seek help for, right? There's a lot of options, right, that your doctor will advise you on. You know, we usually advise on lifestyle changes, and then there's also what we call hormone replacement therapy. So like I've explained, those hormones, they start to get depleted, but we replace them by giving you hormones. you know, depending on what your symptoms are.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that sometimes the medication, you know, having
gabodipilisi,
there are concerns around that.
Mm-hmm.
Or do they have side effects?
Mm-hmm.
Do they cause cancer?
Mm-hmm.
So those are discussions you'll have with your doctor.
Mm-hmm. Mamedi, ke shebe mamedi kwano 0659273826. Mamedi, o romeletse WhatsApp kwano doctor, are yena o... Ring ke ne ke kopa ompotsetse doctor ke ba try nakong ya intimacy but ke ntse ke ya diperioding and ke na le di hot flush. I'm in my 30s. So what could be the cause kapa etse jwang?
Okay, that's a great question. So obviously, like I've mentioned, the mean age, so 30s is quite early for menopause, right? So if you're having what looks like menopausal symptoms, then you need to get a check, right?
Mm.
You do a full examination, get the blood test, get check the hormones, the how, or the leveling ya age o lung koyone, or the level it's how the bonsa checka ilita moto oling menopausal, and then we find options for you like, you know, lifestyle changes or medication, you know. But in terms of dryness outside of menopause, you know, there's the usual things that you can do. So there's psychological problems that you can have that are often overlooked as well. You know, both stress can affect intimacy and cause dryness. And then there's obviously creams that we use. So there's hormonal and non-hormonal creams. So if your hormones are actually low, there's estrogen creams that will help with that.
Mm-hmm.
But menopausal symptoms in your 30s is... It's quite early. You need to seek medical attention for that.
Mhm. Ke tsapa hore mamedi o tlile ya utlohala tabena jolo ka ha re ntse re buisana jalo le doctor re shebile ha holo tabena ya menopause. Jale doctor ho batho ba ileng hore ba ka hara yona me jolo ka ho sentse o buile ka tabeng hape ya bo trainers jolo ebe motho a ka etsang khara dintho jolo ka ho ntse o tsholo hore la gona ho ba thusa the treatment o rai jale ka re ha ke sa gona ho satisfy my needs kapa ha ke sa le mo ha ke mo and mohlomong ke na le family or in a relationship o ka advise jwang batho ba rona ba bomme.
No, let's definitely find a solution for that. So there's over-the-counter creams or lubrication, but there's also hormonal creams, like I've mentioned. You know, your estrogen creams that we do supplement the estrogen. Remember, the problem is the estrogen.
Mm.
So we want to buff it up because it goes down, you know, with menopause.
Mm-hmm.
So there's your estrogen creams, and there's also tablets as well that we give.
Mm-hmm.
So not only for things like vaginal dryness, which is important, it shouldn't be overlooked. You know, it will affect your quality of life, it will affect your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But with menopause, we look at other things like bone health as well.
Okay.
Because you become at risk of having fractures, you know, because these hormones actually protect us from such things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course, at that stage as well, you know, it's very important to do your mammograms, so checking your breasts.
Yes.
If there's any lumps, you know, because there is a risk at that age that, you know, we could find.
That's where the body pups near
defeat.
Well, it's also important to do a
pap smear. Exactly.
All right. So, Emangara, hi, doctor. I'm 21 years old and I do experience the symptoms, and also my periods were not normal for the past 2 months. And what could be the cause? So, when I say litabayaniya, menstrual irregularities.
Yes. So, now we go into a different topic, which is menstrual irregularities. I actually like that question. It is common. You know, it is commonly what we see. There's a lot of things that can cause menstrual irregularities, but I think where we need to start is a lot of people don't know what's normal and what's abnormal. You know, so most of the time you find Mutanda Duti, I experience a certain symptom thinking, no, this is normal because I've been experiencing this since I was a teenager.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So in terms of abnormalities, you know, we're talking things like heavy bleeding.
Mm.
If you're changing your tampons, your pads every 2 to 3 hours, that's abnormal.
Mm.
If you are waking up at night to change, or else if you don't change, you miss the bed, that's abnormal.
Mm.
You know, you can't go to school, you can't go to work when you're on your menses, it's abnormal.
Mm.
And then in terms of irregularities, I think she mentioned that she hadn't gone on a period for 2 months.
My periods were not normal or normal for the past 2 months.
Yeah, so
I can see the meaning of
not normal. Yeah, so it could be maybe they were heavier than usual. So it's what I've mentioned, that's not normal.
Mm.
And there's a few things that can, you know, account to that. It can be hormones, that are not balanced, or it can be structural problems. Maybe you've got what we call fibroids, you know, the growth selling on your womb, something that you'd need to check with your doctor. But, you know, other things like maybe your period not coming at all or being lighter, there's other conditions as well, you know, such as polycystic ovarian syndrome, problem with your ovaries.
Okay.
So all of this is something that you need to seek a help for.
All right, there are a voice note here, Mwekwano.
Dumelang tau, dumela tau le doctor ka mo. Ne ke kopa ho botsa hore nna ka the age since after 58. Se ke na le ho ba le sedidi nyana. Ba tsaba ke na le nako nyana ke be le sedidi dizziness. A ke tsebe ke cause of menopause of what. Ke kopa ho botsa hore does it include go ma signs a menopause na?
Okay,
Mama Frida.
Thank you, ke lebohela potso. I think not commonly dizziness, but you know, you can't rule it out when it comes to menopause. You know, the common symptoms but dizziness can, you know, it can be blood pressure. You can have a low blood pressure or high blood pressure. You know, you can have low blood or what we call anemia, you know, that leads you to feel dizzy. So those are some of the things that you need a general check from a doctor. You need to do blood tests to check or how na low blood na that causes dizziness. Because not really a common symptom of menopause.
Okay.
Morning, I was le doctor mo nna ke lebohang ke na le bothata ba menopause di hot flashes e sale nna di nkala. I think I've got more than 20 years and now dilemo tsa ka di 60, so ya makatsa because le hona tje e ntse tshwana ke winter ke summer it's worse. Winter, I'm not wearing blanket, I can wear a pyjama, I can wear a nightdress, I am sleeveless. So, I can doctor is it normal or something wrong with that? So, I can call more doctor about it.
Thank you for the question. You know, I think with menopause, it varies from person to person. So there's certain people that can experience it for 2 years. You know, if there's certain people who don't experience it at all, you know, who are very lucky. But for some people, it can go on for 10, 15 years. You know, but like I said, it varies. So I wouldn't say it's abnormal that it's happening like that with you at the age of 60. But like I said, I would encourage you to consult, because there is hormone replacement therapy. I know it's taboo. It's not something that, you know, we commonly explore, you know, as Vato. But it really will improve your quality of life. The night sweats on and on at night, you know, usarobali, it's affecting you. You can't live like that. So I would encourage hormone replacement therapy to have that discussion with your healthcare professional or your gynecologist.
Ke kopa o explain mona hape doctor re buile ka yona jolo khantse re bua ka menopause jolo ke bona hona le mmekwana re ke kopa doctor a nhlalosetse hape hore kana ke eng menopause gahle a tshincela ukubuza futhi doctor ai hlalose hape hore ke eng.
No problem. So menopause, right? Like I said, every woman, right? Every woman, as we age,
yes,
as we
go fair like stage is rotlo fihla so.
Yes, rena ne ntse ba reng ke the ovaries, which is, you know, the where the eggs are produced. The ovaries they decrease in quality. And they don't function as they used to function in our 20s, 30s, you know. And those ovaries produce very important hormones in the body, right? Especially estrogen. So hence they decrease in quality. They don't produce as much hormones until they deplete it. So that estrogen is important, you know, as a woman, for you to have feelings during sexual intercourse, for you to go on your periods, for you to just be comfortable, not have symptoms such as night sweats, you know, it protects us from some problems. So once those hormones go down, that's what we call menopause. And we start having the symptoms that we link up on in the beginning. I hope I was more clearer.
Ke a leboha mohlomong khona mamelang hona jwale. Ke a leboha doctor jwale. Ha o fela ha re tlo qetella fela ka baka la nako molaetsa wa o qetela, you know, your final message to women. The issues, the health related issues,
Absolutely. I think firstly, happy Women's Month again. And thank you very much for having me, Gassi FM. But I think as an advocate for women, I just want to say that women are the backbone of society. We're very important. We shouldn't downplay our role in society. That means we have to be at our best. You know, we have to really be at our best in terms of health. So when you are having symptoms that we've spoken about today, and sometimes you're not sure if something is normal or abnormal, seek help. You know, because really as women we shouldn't suffer in silence. We're very delicate beings, we're very important beings. So always talk to someone, always consult, and just make sure that you take care of yourself. You're very important.
Happy Women's Month. Doctor Gynecologist Kamaneka Clinics, Botshelong Empilweni Private Hospital, ele Labobedi, Rereke Health Tuesday. Doctor.
Thank you.